China in 2024, protecting and inheriting cultural heritage. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has inscribed the Spring Festival, Social Practices of the Chinese People in Celebration of the Traditional New Year, on the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity. This fresh addition brings China's total number of cultural elements and practices on UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage list to 44, the highest in the world. This achievement highlights the global importance of preserving intangible cultural heritage while acknowledging China's efforts to protect and inherit its traditions. As the cradle of one of the world's oldest civilizations, China has consistently prioritized the safeguarding of its cultural and natural heritage. In 2024 alone, Chinese President Xi Jinping mentioned culture more than 100 times during his domestic inspection tours, demonstrating the country's determination to protect its heritage and boost its cultural development. Inspecting the Baoji Bronzeware Museum in northwest China's Shanxi province in September, Xi urged developing a sense of reverence and affection for the Chinese civilization and passing down the traditional Chinese culture. At the museum, Xi appreciated Hezun, a bronze vessel carrying the earliest known recorded written elements of the Chinese characters for China, and learned about the preservation, study and utilization of relics. On the occasion, he called for further studying of China's 5,000-year-old civilization and conveying its essence and wisdom. Since the 18th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, the country has achieved remarkable results in the preservation of intangible cultural heritage. After years of effort, China is home to 760,000 immovable cultural relics and maintains a four-tier intangible cultural heritage inventory, recognizing over 100,000 representative items and 90,000 inheritors, according to the Ministry of Culture and Tourism. In central China's Hubei province, Xi visited the museum of the Yangmeng County in November and appreciated the ancient bamboo and wooden slips dating back to the Qing and Han dynasties, that's 221 BC to 220 AD. He said the slips served as a physical evidence of China's history and stressed the need for intensified archaeological research and sound protection of cultural relics. During his domestic inspection tours, the Chinese president called for advancing the integrated development of culture and tourism and shaping the cultural tourism sector as a pillar of industry. The central Chinese provinces of Hunan and Hubei, as well as Anhui in the east, boast revolutionary cultural resources, as well as traditional villages and architecture. Xi called for harnessing the educational and tourism potential of these cultural resources. Xi also called for the conservation, inheritance and utilization of traditional villages and architecture, as well as the creative transformation and innovative development of fine traditional culture. Cultural tourism emerged as a highlight during this year's holidays. Trends such as the Zibo barbecue, Luo Xianghan Fu Guizhu Village BA basketball tournaments and urban festivities gained nationwide popularity. Coupled with concerts, festivals and fireworks displays, these phenomena spurred tourism in various regions across the country, according to Dai Bin, who is president of the China Tourism Academy. As treasure troves of history and culture, museums have also been gaining in popularity. In 2023, visits to museums across China reached 1.29 billion, surpassing previous years, according to data from the National Cultural Heritage Administration. Additionally, China's expanding visa-free policy has sparked a China travel boom, enabling a large number of international visitors to get a first-hand experience of the Chinese culture and modernization. In the third quarter of 2024, 8.19 million foreigners entered China, an increase of 48.8% year-on-year. Of these, 4.89 million entered visa-free, up 78.6%, according to the National Immigration Administration. I'm Philip Hampshire, reporting for CGTN.